Oh, talk for calling. So where did we get up to yesterday? I don't even remember. We read the, we got to Rav Hamnuna's Raya.
We started with Mesusa. That's the Merchot.
Okay, we just started Mesusa. Okay, so let's go back to the bottom line of the page. So Toshma. Tahu Mesusa. So we started doing this. We just already married it. Taminatsin a bay tray. So So we were stuck in Rashi a little bit. Rashi says that they So Rashi says minerchizba. So we did not know what Rashi is teaching us.
So we said there was a sheet of that some drusa saragel might be an issue.
Yes. Okay. So then why is Rashi saying not like that? Like, you know, like we're not really in the Indian.
Right. Another, so let's go.
If that's true, then that's like Rashi's going out of his way to be Mechadesh, that even though it's Hegdish, Jesus Erego is Mutter. So why is it, why will be the Machlekes Rishonim? I don't know. Okay, so that's not the Sugya of Talk About Going. That's the Sugya of Hegdish. What Hegdish does to Americas.
I'd say it may be relevant to Tukva Cohen, though, if Rashi feels the need to get to Metaltolin, which means that Tukva Cohen may be only relevant to Metaltolin as opposed to Karkoi.
Yeah, but even Metaltolin, it's probably some kind of other hanoi you could get from it. You could sit in there, because like the guy said, it's raining, and you go run into the building.
But the only thing that's Metaltolin is on box. The building is not Metaltolin.
Okay, well, maybe the building's also metallic. It's like the bathhouse, the bath, because it doesn't come with a roof.
I don't believe that there are buildings that are metallic, but maybe I'm incorrect. I presume.
I mean, if the bath could be metallic, so I don't know whether
the bath, their baths were metallic, generally.
Okay, I don't know. I do not know. So you're just saying that Rashi was just bothered because there was nothing else that could be Noganto. It's a little rough because what Rashi has to tell you for whatever, you know, obviously everyone knows that the main pleasure of Americas is Lerchitz. So why Rashi is Lerchitz? I mean, Rashi comes in, there's nothing else because he wants to indirectly tell you that it's metaltoli. It sounds a little daichik. I would assume the opposite, that there probably is something else. And Rashi's going out of his way to tell you that even though there's something else, the Hegdish doesn't answer it. Hegdish only answers the normal pleasure of it. But I don't know. Okay, but we don't want to get back.
Maybe it could be that because Tosfos brought a case on Amud Aleph that somebody was selling stuff in Baba Basra or something. Tosfos brought this case of gourds or something that everybody started taking the stuff. So he made it Hegdish, not that he wanted to make Hegdish, but he wanted to calm everybody down to figure out who's mum and is what. Over here, the people are fighting over it. He didn't really want to make it Hegdish. He wanted to know the Din Torah. He wanted to figure out whose bialis it is. I'm saying that's why he just answered the bathhouse in terms of the use of it. So we'll find out whose it is. I'm just saying the guy really didn't want to make it Hegdish. It's a Din Torah. That's all.
Okay, I do not know. Much of shot is he didn't want to make it Hegdish. He's getting frustrated. People, you know, they're taking his things. Okay, I'll show you. I'll make an Hegdish. But it's Pashim Shana. He doesn't really want an Hegdish. And there's nothing to talk about if he didn't mean Hegdish. So there wouldn't be Parashmina if he didn't mean Hegdish.
Oh, he did mean Hegdish just to get the other side to stop. I'm saying in the Din Torah, they do.
But the Maisa, he loses also because once it's Hegdish, it's Hegdish.
Yeah, but once
for the other guy, it's Hegdish for him too.
Right, until they work out whose it is, maybe the other guy will stop because it's not worth it.
And then the Hegdish goes off.
Yeah, he can make it. He can always deny or he can redeem it.
How can you take it off? You make a Hegdish, make Hegdish.
But you can't redeem it from Hegdish. What do you mean?
I can redeem it. Okay, that's real Hegdish. You're buying it back from Hegdish, whatever.
Of course, he wants to. That's what I'm saying. He's saying he's going to do this move on the other guy. It's a play. The Taisus brings the case down in the Amud Aleph. That's the Taisus case.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, let me go further. Okay, so part I'm going to Rav Oshin and Rav, but Kiyos is the comedy Rav Chanzo, the coffee boy, me like Kiyos Rav Suri, I'm going to Rav Chanuna, Mas Nisim Hei. Sabek Bechayres, Echa Bechor Adam, Echa Bechor Behemba, Bein Dara Bein Tumei, Amos Gavei Varaya. Tony Olao, Suri Megidda Vavayda. Bahaka never talk about going Amos, Amos, Amiyada. So he learned Mosgavev Araya means Takva Kohen, Emot Siyemot Sambiyada. And the Chidal Takva Sremi Gidav Avayda. So he's bringing Araya. You see, it's Osir and Gidav Avayda. So just like here, it's Osir and Gidav Avayda. So by Mesusa, it's also Hegdish. Right? And apparently, he wasn't Asigadaite, the difference of Kedusha Bom Yalel. Okay. Right. That's the Gemara. So we'll have to see Rashi. But the just to speak out the million dollar Shaila.
The million. Have you read the Gemara?
What?
How does the Gemara know that if Takfu Kaim Yaday?
That's how they read the price. So the price, it's a Mishnah, I think. The Mishnah says, Amos Gavei Varaya. So they interpreted Amos Gavei Varaya means whoever is holding it keeps it. So that means Takfo Kohen, Amos Yimos Yado. Amos Gavei Varaya. If Israel has it, Amos Yimiyado. If the Kohen has it, Amos Yimos Yimiyado. So the words Amos Gavei Varaya mean Takfo Kohen, Amos Yimos Yimiyado.
But how do they see that the Asurim Begiza Vavoda is dependent on the first halacha?
So no one said it's dependent. It's just, I mean, Pashas from the Gemara is saying it's dependent, but Pashas Pshat in the Gemara, it's not dependent. It's just, I mean, I don't know.
Okay, so how does the Gemara make a diuk? Oh, this is Takva Koyin Ometziyam Yodo, and it's also Begiza Vavoda. Why couldn't it be two separate halachas?
Maybe they are, but we only see also Gidav Avoda in the Manda Amar of Amos Yimos Amiyado. So we don't see more than that. In other words,
it's not in the Mishnah. That line is not in the Mishnah.
Yeah, this Mishnah says also Gidav Avoda. It happens to also hold Amos Yimos Amiyado. So you can only prove that it's also Gidav Avoda if you hold Amos Yimos Amiyado. Because this Mishnah holds both. It's possible that they're totally Zebizet. It's possible not.
But I didn't see it in that Mishnah, Rabbi. I'm just like, what? In that Mishnah, it doesn't say Asa Biggie Zavoid. It just says a Moshe with a variety.
Okay, but that's good. But the Gemara, we know. Whatever it is.
There's a Brysa. So the Brysa is going back on it.
Yeah. So what's a million again? The million dollar shaila. The million dollar shaila is as follows: that when we say a sabek b'chor is osir b'giza v'aveda, that's even when it's right away, the moment it's born, while it's still before the kohen takfo, while it's still in the rishus of Israel, even if the kohen's never takfo, right? Osir b'giza v'aveda is not. In other words, it's not if the Kohen is Takfo, then since Takfo Kohen, Amos, Amos, Amiyado, so that Paskin says it's a Kohen, therefore it's also Begidah Vavayda. We know the Halacha, see, that would be fine if you said it's only also Begidah Vavayda when the Kohen is Takfo. Okay, that would be fine. But Parshat Shat, when we say it's also Begidah Vavayda, that's even when it's by the Israel, right? That's definitely the Maskana. This is also a Gizah Vavayda because it's a Sabek Bechor, Sabek Deraisa the Chumra, whatever. So it's also a Gizah Vavayda. So the Pliatsum is, now when it's called man, it's by the Israel, there was no Tukif, there was no Shtika, there was no Hodah, there was no nothing. So if you're bringing a raya So you're bringing a ride. Parshat Shad, Rav Hamnuna equated Isra Giza Vaveda to the Isra by the Mesusa. He didn't split between Ktusha Bamiyalah, not Ktusha Bamiyalah. So just like it's also be Giza Vaveda here, by the Mesusa is also going to be Aser and Rechitza, not Giza Vaveda, but the same thing. Just like here you have Kedusha, which creates an Isra Giza Vaveda. So here you have Kedusha, which creates this Isra Rechitza. So that means that Pashup Shat, Rav Hamnuna is proving that it's Aser, even when there's no Tfisa, no Shtika, no Adah, no nothing. So that's Kenegan, the whole previous Gemara. The whole previous Gemara said that if there's a tkifa, Mahavaneda method, the Gemara only had an aboy that it might become hegdish is if there's a tkifa and a shtika, and you have to have two together. According to the way Taita set up the Gemara, which is a Pashup Shat, because that's the hemshek of the previous Gemara, that the only side that the Gemara had that hegdish is chow is if there was, you grabbed it and there was a shtika. But by Savek Bechor, you have neither. Savek Bechor, there's never a grabbing yet. It doesn't mean we say, as we get up, it's without the grabbing. It doesn't say there's a shtika there. Gonna make it a kimta, it's only also begiza avayda when you have a grabbing and a shtika. I don't know, that sounds very, very daichik. So if the Savek Bechor is usher even without anything, so how did Rav Hamnuna think to apply it to us by a weak Gufa never even entertained such a possibility? It's like it's completely, he's like off the charts, Rav Hamnuna. He's proving it's nothing. With our Shaila was, isn't a shtick according to Tysus. The Gemara Shaila isn't a shtick Goda, is it not a shtick Goda? Rav Hamnuna, nothing to do with shtika goda. There is no shtika goda here. And Hamnuna is saying it's also because we don't care about shtika goda. So it's like we're not talking to each other. Because that's a plea atzuma. And the aboy was, is there a shtika goda or not shtika goda? And then they say Tashma, they have the same shaila by Mesusa. Is there a shtika goda or not? So they're going to ask Rav Hamnuna, and Rav Hamnuna is not focusing anything to a shtika goda. Hamnuna is saying it's usher, nothing to do with shtika goda, but we never had a tzad to say it's usher without shtika goda. So that's a million-dollar shayla. The very, very daichik shot, which is, I think, the way Tysus learns, is Einochinami. The Gemara shayla was actually usher because of shtika goda. Rav Hamnuna personally holds that it's also nothing to do with shtika goda. The Gemara shlugs up Rav Hamnuna because kedusha bo'am yadah ha'shayim, and they never go back to the shayim of shtika goda, which proves that that's not the issue. It's not the issue. You know, there's no one knows of the Rav Hamnuna. You know, I don't know if you write from Rav Hamnuna, the Raya. Rav Hamnuna is not really a riot to the Shaila. Rav Hamnuna is saying you're making a mistake because you're clearing out Shtika Goda. You don't need Shtika Goda. It's irrelevant. It's anyway Hegdish, but not Shtika Goda. And when the Gemara slugs up Rav Hamnuna, they just avoid the question of Shtika Goda, which means that from the fact that the Gemara doesn't deal with it, proves that they're not gairis it.
In the case of the Mesusa, was the din going to be at local? What was the din going to be by Mesusa?
If they wouldn't have been actish it, I don't know. I don't know.
Isn't that relevant?
I don't know. It depends.
Because if it's not Yachloku, right, then it could be that, in other words, our Gemara was based on the fact that there's a Yachloku first. But in a case where there's no Yachloku, like Bechor and Mesusa, maybe.
I don't know. Either it would have been Yachlaika or called Adam Gavar.
If it's called Adam Gavar, right, that, especially if it's a siluk, right, that there's no psak. In other words, in our Gemara, there's a psak of chetzi chetzi.
So then the day. What?
If you say motzino sum yado, right, that is a psak of chetzi chetzi.
But Taisus learns. I mean, I think Taisus learns that the.
No, I'm on Tosis. I'm just. General, I'm trying to.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, yeah, but that's I don't know. I don't know. You get me too complicated for me. I don't know if the muktzah makes a difference. Anyway, so let's try and see Rashi. But this is the what you would call the elephant in the room. The problem on the floor is that we only were discussing that it should become hegdish because of shtika golda. And by Savek Bechor, Pashas, there is no Shtika Golda. So the one answer that we have, that Taisa says, that the only answer that I really know offhand, Pashas, is Ein Achinami. And that's Gufa. Rav Amnuna was saying, you people are clearing out Shtika Golda. You blew it. The issue is not Shtika Golda. I don't hold the Shtika Golda. But there's a different reason why it's Hagdish. And Ein Achinami, Rav Amnuna was not using the Svara Shtika Golda at all. It's coming along as a different Svara. Okay, so
in the Mesusa itself, before we get to the part of the Raya from Rabba and the story, was there supposed to be like some kind of proof from the Mesusa itself before the second part of the story?
Before the second start of the story of
the psak of Rabba going and finding out and bringing right, is Mesusa any relevance itself? The fact that two people are fighting over one person makes it hektish, that Pirish or not, is that a Raya itself, that two people are fighting over something and somebody could make it hektish or can make it hektish? And the Gemara is going on to say what people hold? Or Mesusa itself was just a lead up to the Tukvakayan part?
Mesusa is the Pashup Shad is the Mesusa is exactly the same case as the Gemara Zibai. The Gemara Zibai that talk of Echab and Egdisha, but I'll talk for Mai. That's exactly what happened by Mesusa. So Pashup Shad, Mesusa is exact, is just Mesusa and Shnaim Ot Medalis are exactly the same case. And then we have the Shida. We took exactly the case, and we're telling a story that what happened. We have the Shida, and they went and they asked, and these are the different opinions that they got about the Shida.
So Rebbe's saying that's Pasha, that if the guy was Shasak, then the Kedushin, the making a hektish would work. If he was Tzabach, it wouldn't work.
That would seem to be, and it's the short way Taisus learns, that's what the Gemara held. The Gemara held that, right, that if it's Shasak, then for sure it works. And if it's Savach, so I'm not sure if it's Shasak before for sure it worked because, but maybe, because maybe it's not okay, I'm not sure. But if it's Savach, for sure it doesn't work because the only reason why the Gemara detained that it might work is because of Shtika Golda. That's what Taiva says, Beferish. And, but then Rav Hamnuna is really not being pleshed to Shaila. Rav Hamnuna is coming from a different angle. They thought they were bothered, maybe the Shtika Golda, maybe the not Shtika Golda. And Rav Hamnuna is saying, forget about your Shtika Golda. It's Hegdish for a different reason. And then the Gemara goes off on this whole tangent, so to speak, about this other reason that Rav Hamnuna brought up. And they're really ignoring the issue of Shtika Golda. And according to Davis, the Gemara just completely ignores it for the rest of the Sugya. And the very fact that they ignored it is a riot that they don't know of it.
Is Rebbe bothered by why Rashi doesn't even say a word about Shasak, Mitzavach, and by the Mesusa?
Can you clarify? Rashi's mefurish that Rav Hamnuna does directly address our...
Okay, so we have to get to Rashi. but Rashi is mefurish that, and with the problem, we'll get to Rashi, but Rashi brings Shasak and Rav Hamnuna in the part of Hamot Gavir Faraya, but not in the Isser Giza Vaveda.
Again, Rashi right after Bechi Lo Takva says Shmamina The Gemara is clearly learning that Rav Hamnuna is a kamashmal. It resolves our original question. It's what he says.
Okay. So let's read our Rashi. We'll see. We do not know, according to Rashi, what the original question was. Right? We don't know whether the Rashi might have him resolving the original question by changing what the original question was.
The simple reading of that first, that last Rashi and Amud Aleph would seem to indicate that these Ladaiti, it seems to indicate a Shiloh than Tosfos.
Ladaitis.
No, a different Shiloh than Tosfos, meaning Tosfos understands it as Shiloh whether or not he's Moda by Hikdisha. Rashi, the simple reading that last Rashi would indicate it's a question of whether or not he's Moda is not the relevant, I mean, he's Moda, but it doesn't help because it's not Birshuso.
Okay. But the question is, do you still need the Moda? Okay, even to say like that. But let's read Rashi. Okay. Let's read Rashi. What was said to our hand. So let's go back in Rashi. We did the Rashis already. So Vavam with Beis. Okay. Savek Bechiris. So we started reading this yesterday, right? We read this Rashi Savek Bechiris.
We got to the Rashi.
I'm right. I was getting to the. We were bothered by why Rashi picks different cases.
Right.
So again, that's an interesting shayda, but the Chiris was also not our sugya.
It'll be our sugya in a second. In 1 second, it'll be our sugya.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. So, Hamoz Vavaraya, Kasal Gadaita, as he, Rav Hamnuna, thought shot, in beyond Yisroel, hey, Ave Koi Mosve Chavero, on a Varaya, Be'im, Tokva Koi Vishasak Yisroel, Father Tzavach, Ave Yisroel Mosve Chavero. In other words, Rashi is fitting into the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says in Rav Hamnuna that Tani Vahakal Damar Takva Koin Emosim Al Somiyada. And how do I know that? The Tani Amosim Echavei Varai. So Rashi is explaining where do we see in the words Takva Amosim Echavei Varai. Takva koin emotim osamiyada. The words takva koin emotim osamiyada, the words of emotim osamiyada that we had before, now I don't know if you use those words, but we use the words in the takva panenu emotim osamiyada, that was by Shasak Acher Kaksavas. So Rashi learns that's what the Gemara here means was. So when the Gemara says, Takva Kohen Emotim El Samiyado. That means by Shasak Acher Kaksavach, which means that if the Kohen, which is grab, and it would be Tzavach, then we would take it away from the Kohen because the Kohen has no right to grab it. It's only if the Kohen grabs and the Yisrael is Shasak, then and only then is it Emotim El Samiyado, right? That's pretty much what Rashi is saying.
But if the case would be that he was tzavach right away, we would take it away from him, right?
Right.
Right. But it would still be also begiz of avoda. Is that correct?
I think so. That's what Gupa, I'm saying. That's what makes so difficult. Then why the Parshat Shana and the Gemara in the reading, and we'll see, and that's where we'll have to read the next Rashi. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the Isar Giz of Avoda is the Totsah of Takva koin emotim al samiyado. But if according to Rashi, Takva koin emotim al samiyado is only by the case of Shasak Acher Kaksavach, so why should that bring about a Sermon Gizav Aveda even in a Tzavach case, right? So that's the problem. Let's read the next Rashi. Again, let me read the first right. The most of it right. Gesaga daita in beyond Yisrael ain't have it going baitzi. If the Yisrael has it, the kinds of baitzi, and other varaya, Then talk for Kohen, it's just like Yisrael, but then Tzava, having Yisrael, but it's Gavero. Okay. Surah Megidda Vaita, Misafek, Shema Hegdeshek. So it's also Misafek, because maybe it's Hegdesh. Okay. So the, you know, it's not Vadai Hegdesh, it's only Safek. Not a Vadai, it's only a Safek.
And Rashi doesn't say anything about the Kohen's rights over here.
Cohen has no rights, Pashtus, because he didn't, it wasn't Shasak, it wasn't Tapas, which Shasak.
We meet the Suffolk Deraisa, we said before already.
If he has the Deraisa on the Isser, Gidla Vavoida is Isser.
Right.
That's not Cohen's right, that's Isser. Okay. Victoria Amoitzi, let me read that. Victoria Amoitzi. Mashma ben Kohen ben Yisrael. In other words, if there's a case that the Kohen's a Motzi, there's a case Yisrael's a Motzi. If the Yisrael holds it, then the Kohen's a Motzi. And if the Kohen's holding it and the Yisrael shasach nachar gatzavach, then the Yisrael's a Motzi. So a Mokav Rai is Mashma that everyone can be a Motzi. The Chilo Takbo. So here we get the Rash. Mechira Tokvo, Chamur Koach Hegdish. The Koach Hegdish has the power. La'oisram Begidah Vavoida. The Kohen Hegdish has the power. The Koach Hegdish has the power to make it usher. Shmamine. What we see from here is. If Dimsay Lai Mar Takfo Aimotimo Sombiado, Igdisha Mikudashas. So, this is where we have our $1 million problem. That since Rashi himself a minute ago, right, just said that if, you know, there's Shramine, Imtim Summer and Topemikado, Rashi clearly is making them connected. That's this Rashi. This Rashi is making these two dinim interconnected. It's because that if only Imtim Selomar, if you wouldn't say this now, but Imtim Selomar, Tokbo, Amos, Himos, Amiado, then and only then is Ekdisha Mikudashas. So the $1 million Shaila is, what is the connection? What's the connection? Remember, you're back from Chicago.
Back yesterday.
Okay.
Came back Monday morning.
All right. Anyway, welcome back. But
isn't there really two separate things going on here? Meaning, the fact that it's Asur Megidah Avoda should be because it's a suffix, whether it should be going to the Kohen.
Because not going to whether it's Suffolk, whether it's Hegdish.
Suffolk, whether it's Hegdish.
Which is
not necessarily Suffolk.
Suffolk Isser, Suffolk Deraisa L'chumah, yes.
Yeah, and therefore, it's nothing to do with Shasav Achar Tzavah.
Right. Okay, Rashi makes no sense. This Rashi. I should have interrupted. I'm sorry, my fault. Let me get back over the question. The question is, Rashi says, Shmamine, the Imtim Selamar Tokfo Emol Siyem Yado. So Rashi is saying, by saying Imtim Seloimar, Rashi is connecting these two dinim. Only if you say Tokfo Eina Motiel Miado, then and only then is that Hekdisha Mikudash. So the problem that we have is they're not connected. Because the reason why Tokfo Eina Motiel Miado is because Shasak Akar Katsaba. Rashi himself said that Beferish a minute ago. Talk about that the only reason we talk about Emel Simiado is because we're the shtika, right? Rashi is beferish, and the Rashi Amos Kaveh Raya. You know, in other words, theoretically, you know, other people might not learn that way. I think the Plain Shua doesn't learn that way, but the Rashi is beferish. I'm not sure about that, but I don't want to quote the Plain Shua. But other people, I think, whoever, some nameless people learn, and when the Mora says talk about going Emo Timo Samiyado, that means even without a shtika. But the Rashi clearly said that Tagba going to Hamot Yodo is only because of the Shtika. So how can the fact that Tagba going Hamot Yimot Yodo bring about or be connected to Hegdisha Mikudeshas when Tagba Hamot Yimot Yodo is only when there's a Shtika? And Hegdisha is even out of Shtika. So they're clearly unrelated. Emot emot some yada because the Shtika creates a suffix. The Hegdish is because nothing to do with the Shtika making a Hegdish because it's a suffix that rises in a Chumrah. Why in the world are they connected? And just because you would say that Hegdisha, that Takva is Motsimo some yada, you should still say something that rises in a Chumrah. What is the fact that whether it's Motsia or Emotsia, which is a Shaila and Hilcha Shtika Golda, have anything to do with whether or not it's Hegdish? Right? That's the million-dollar Shaila.
Aren't we talking about... I thought we're talking about... Rashi says on the side of Ein Metzi Miyadai. Ein Metzi Miyadai means, even if there's a Shaila of Shtika Vach HaTzavach, Ein Metzi Miyadai means... Right, that we hold that there is a shtika, right?
We hold that it's a shtika. I'm at the hada parship shad is
that it's a hada.
Assume it's a hada.
Right, that shtika I'm saying is a hada spalda, whatever that is. Right. That now we have a shaila on that. If he would make it hegdisha,
no, stop. Now we have a shaila. The is not when he makes it hegdisha.
Not giza vayda. It's in terms of loyim, but Rashi's connection.
Okay, but Rashi says, chomer surim begiza vayda.
We'll get to that in a second. But I'm saying, but what does he say now? In terms of loyim, we'll tie that back. But that the Rebbe's first shaila was on the intim tzoloima, right? So intim tzoloima, we say emetzimiyadei hikdisha, meaning even though he's holding on to it beloy takfa, we're going to say that's mikudeshes, right?
I don't so know, but that has nothing to do with giza v'aveda, which is nothing to do with the shtika golda. You can't do that out from giza v'aveda. So I don't know. I don't know if I want to agree with you because you're putting me in a corner. You're painting me into a corner. Now maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. I don't know. Giza Vavayda does not have anything to do with Shtika. There are three cases in Rashi. There's when it says here, Asur Megiza Vavayda. Imtim Shalomar talk by Motim Asumiyado, and then Hegdisha Mikudashes. So Asur Megiza Vavayda has nothing to do with Shtika Koda.
We'll get to that.
I talked for Amos, Amos, and Yado has everything to do with Shtika Golda. Now, Hegdisha Mikudashes, I don't know. That I don't know what we're talking about. You know, whatever you say is no good.
But if we could say, but I thought the Gemara said that on the side of Amos, Amos, Yado, the Shaila was Hegdisha Beloy Takfa. Means the Shaila of is that called in my Rishus or not called in my Rishus? So for the fact that we say emetzi miyada, it's also begiza b'avoida, and because of the fact that we understand that there's a shaychus from the kohen has a shaychus in it, that means he's like he's holding on to it. That says that therefore it's mikudesh has been just like two people holding on to it. We don't that bias allows us to still go ahead and make it mikudesh. That's all.
I didn't thought of.
What we're trying to figure out is if we say amirasa gvarik amirasa lehedjet. Well, the fact is, lemaisis is still a lack of rishus. So we see over here that it's not called a lack of rishus. That's all we're saying. We see there's no lack of rishus. Even though he's mamish, the fact that the kohen is like he's holding the fact that it's us of giza v'avoida, that says that if he, that tells me, right, that fact, it's just like they're holding on to it. Therefore, we're only looking over there as rishus, as the rishus. That's all. Now, it happens to be, of course, if it's tzavach, well, it has to be, those are the pashtas.
Why do you need once you're saying it's also begiza v'avayda because of suffix? So why by
hegdish? Because of the kayin, because of the kayin, because of the shus, because of the shus of the kayin. That's the kayin answering that.
What? I don't know.
It's not stama mitzvah the raisa. It's a kayin has shaychas to it. There's a kayin who's screaming that it's his. right? That makes it also be used by Voida. Maybe not this kind, but Kohen in the belt, right? Bechor is go to the Kohen.
The something Bechor makes it Osir, yeah.
Right, it's not Hector, then the Kohen is Osir.
I don't understand what that means, but let's leave that. So therefore what?
So therefore we want to know we're just trying to answer our shaila, right? Hikdish v'kdesh. So we want to know is the fact that somebody has reshus on it, right? Somebody else is bailus. Again, is a shaila rasa lehedget, or we say then no? My basic reshus say afu reshus say. Is that the only shaila we have, or Rabbi has another shaila besides that?
I don't know, but I just don't understand that. You see, from if we're equating isa gida v'avayda to Hegdish, I just don't understand. The Gemara was assuming that in order to get Hegdish, you have to have a Shtika Goldah. Without a Shtika Goldah, you cannot get a Hegdish. Now, by Isra Gida Vaida, you get an Isra Gida Vaida without Shtika Goldah. So then that means, and if the Gemara is equating the Isra of Hegdish to the Isra of Shtika of Gida Vaida, then we should be proving from Safek Bechor that it becomes Aser to Hegdish Misafek without the din of Shtika Goldah. So why are we totally in on whether it's Tukla Motsiyim or Emotsiyim? We should say, the Gemara should just say, listen, and I think this Altaikis does learn the Gemara. Now, if I'm new to saying, you had a Shaida whether or not it's Hegdish. Well, we have another. We have the same shaila whether it's something. And you thought the reason why the whole shaila whether shtika goda, and without shtika goda, there's no shaila. Well, look at this. By Savik Bechor, there's no shaila shtika goda because the guy didn't even grab it, and it still gets an Isser Hegdish. Oh, that's I think how Taiv is learned. So it's not Taisus is learning. It doesn't work with Rashi's Imtim Seleimar. Taivis is learning, we thought that the only way it could become Hegdish is if you did a Shtika Golda. Comes in a Rav Amnun and says, look, there's no Shtika Golda, and it's still Hegdish. So you see, Hegdish has nothing to do with Shtika Golda. Now, according to Taivis, how do you read the Gemara? Okay, it's fair. You have to see how they're going to read it. That it has nothing to do with that. The Gemara is just coincidental, I don't know, but it's not Imtim Seleimar, it's not because of it. It's just some kind of statement. I don't know, we'll have to see what type is dealing with it. But Rashi, who makes it Imtim Seleimar, is not making any sense. Because Imtim Seleimar is because of Shazak HaKotzava, and you're bringing a Raya from Gita Vaveda, which has nothing to do with Sava.
Right.
Rashi
says it doesn't do something.
Just to defend this approach,
it's also even when there's no shots of Akak Sava.
I just one second, just as far as the original Shaila and defending this approach, if we understand the original Shaila was that since Sof Kol Sof, the other party is still holding on to the tallest. Therefore, that's chaser that hold on the tallest prevents the hektish from being chal, right? Then likewise, by the case of Safik Bechoros, the fact that the owner of the animal still has a claim to the animal and is still moreover is still in possession of the animal would stop the hektish from being chal. Muzmerzogin, that's not a chisaron, and hektish can be chal despite the hold of the person who's currently holding it.
Yes, I agree. In other words, there's a way of learning the Gemara. That's I think the way that Plain Yeshua goes, but it also doesn't fit into Rashi. I don't think that Yeshua is like Taisus, but the way that I'm pretty sure he's not like Taisus, but the Plain Yeshua is learning the Gemara saying, you know, that the whole boy was revowed. Saivis somehow ignored the last side of the Gemara of Ma Beso Breshuso Af Kol Breshuso. So the way the Yeshua is learning the Gemara is The Gemara is saying for sure it's Oda. Tosfos learns the Gemara Safek is this Oda or it's not Oda. By Hegdish, does the Hegdish bother you to make Oda, to make a Tzavach, or Hegdish doesn't get on your nerves? So Yeshua is learning that for sure Hegdish gets on your nerves. And for sure there's a Oda. But what does Oda help? Even if it's a Oda, there's a requirement of my base of Rishu. So I've called for Rishu. So the Gemara's Safek is not a Safek in Hilfus Hodah's Balding. It's not a Safek in whether there's Hodah. The Safek is in the din of my base of Rishuso. So the Gemara is saying, I'll prove to you, you see from Gita Vavayda, Rav Amnuna thought that Hekdesh Shabbat Mi'aleha is also governed by the same principles of my base of Rishuso. How could he think such a thing? I have no idea. It sounds like a plea at Summa. How he can make such a mistake. And obviously, my base of Rishus is only when you makdish it. But Rav Amnuna made that mistake somehow or another. Held that way. So Rav Amnuna is saying, look, you see, there's no problem on my base of Rishus. So therefore, I'm pushing you shine. But that has nothing to do with the you don't need. Because again, it's just saying Shmamine the Imtim says I'm again, you know, Hekdishim, it's not Imtim Selomar, the talk for it's not Imtim Selomar, Shmamine that there's no problem with Aina Brishu. So,
well, again,
they can't have it,
it needs to be, this whole thing is still predicated on that it's Shasak Bakar Kach Tzavach. If the Kohen wouldn't be able to be Zochen it in the event of Shasak Bakar Kach Tzavach, then Rav Hamnuna is positing that you would not be able to say that it should be Aser Begidza Vavoda. The Kohen has to be able to be Zochen it in that scenario. Otherwise, there is no schus of the Kohen in the object.
But why? And so how come by Isser Gidav Avoda the Kohen is not Zaycha, and yet there's an Isser on the object?
No, there wouldn't be. Rav Hamnuna's arguing.
Oh, but by Gidav Avoda there's no Shtik of Akach Tzavach.
And yet there is
a Isser Gidav Avoda. So you see, that you don't need the Kohen to be Zaycha to create an Isser Gidav Avoda. So why Hegdish do you need the Kohen to be Zaycha to create an Isser Gizav Avayda?
I'm a little confused. Again, if the Kohen has no zchus in the object, the Hainu, it would require the Bialim to surrender the object to the Kohen.
The Kohen has no zchus by Vakari. With Kozman that the Israel is holding it, says, Amozim Echavev Arai, and the Israel gets it.
It's only if the Israel be shot, the
Kohen will get it.
I'm not clear if we're arguing about Pashup Shot and Rashi, but Pashup Shot and Rashi is it's because of the fact that the Kohen has a tzad schus in such an event, that tzad schus of such an event creates an isser mi suffix now. The fact that there exists such a tzad schus,
because maybe he'll be shatik v'achak,
okay, but that sounds okay. So
I do not understand what the alternative pshat in Rashi is. Otherwise, what's the relevance in the Gemara pashup pshat?
I understand. There's no pashup pshat.
That was the question.
I'm just saying that has nothing to do with the Shema Minah.
That the fact that I can be zeicher with a shtika golda is a simen or a siba that even without a shtika golda, I have some bite it, but I don't get
it. Let's say you were shosek and that's
if that us, wasn't the Gemara's boy. The Gemara's a boy was not, according to the Gemara's a boy, and he seemingly was only in Hilchus shtika golda. So, and we're not discussing shtika, we're proving from here. We're proving them here that there's no problem of Eino Brishuso.
In the setup of Rashi, though, just to keep things clear, in the setup of Rashi, Rav Hamnuna's whole mahalach in Suffolk Bechoros is only a mahalach because Shasik v'achakach tzavach, the Kohen would be, his tfisa would be Mahani.
What is the logic?
If that would not be true, then Rav Hamnun is out the window.
But the question is, there's no logic in that. What is the logic? Because you can, you win. If there's a hold, of course you win. Obviously, if a person's made, you win. What's the shaila?
The Pnei Yeshua explains that step of Rashi, but I'm saying, but all I'm trying to say, I'm just trying to separate the issues. There's two separate issues. What's Rashi's Hashib Shat Meneu Bei Liman and Rav Hamnuna? And then how is that a Shema Mina? As far as the Meneu Bei Liman of Rav Hamnuna, it's clear that Shasak Ba'akakach Tzavach is a critical component to coming to Rav Huna's conclusion. And if that would not be true, then Rav Huna could not say this pshat in the Braisa of Safek Bechoros.
Okay, so we're trying to figure out what is the connection? What is the connection? Why is that necessary? And then also, why, and then what happens by the case of Hegdish? Do you need that there should actually be a Shazak Akagak Savach? Or is it also there also? Maybe say the same thing. Just like over here, it suffices with the fact that if there would be a Shazak Savach, he would win. So they that by Misusa also. If there would have been a Shazak Savach, what's the difference? Rav Hamnuna is comparing the two. Rav Hamnuna is not being Mechari between Hektish
if you don't have a Shazak Bachakach Tzavach by the case of Talis, I don't know about Masusa, but by the case of Talis, if you don't have Shazak Bachakach Tzavach, then the other person, Bimis Ametz in the Talis, is considered not Birshuso. It's only when you have Shazak Bachakach Tzavach and therefore the other person is not considered Bimis Ametz in the Talis that you could don a Shiloh with a Hektish could be Chal.
So what is he bringing a Raya then? From these Bechor, if Bechor is different, then you can't.
No, Bechor, because Bechor, always bringing a raya from Bechor is to say that you see from Bechor that it's not a chisaron. You see from Bechor that the fact that the object is currently in someone's rishus is not a chisaron for Hektish to be.
I hear, but if you're going to tell me that by Bechor, you don't need Shasak Bakarkat Savak to put in your Rishos. But by Taoist, you do. So you see that they're not comparable. So then what kind of raya are you bringing? If for some reason, which we're all being very ambiguous, that by Taoist, if it's not Shasak Savak, it would be in your Rishos. Right. Shabbat Bechor, it's not, there's no
problem. That could be because it's Shema. Shabbat Bechor may be better in that sense because Shabbat Bechor is a Shema. The person,
it's different. Then I don't know if you can bring a Raya, so then there's no Raya to the Abaya because it's different. We can't have our cake and eat it. We can't say that Rav Hamnuna holds that the din of Rishuso is the same, and that's it. But can I think we're losing a bunch of people, so let's try and repeat. Let me try and repeat.
But Rabbi, I just don't understand something. Very basic. If the whole Shaila is based on an intim salam of Shasak Bachar Tzavach, so then that means in the case of if the guy was never Tzavach, the halacha should definitely be that hekdesha below takva should work, right? Meaning, the fact is hekdesha below takva is only coming into play because in that case it also was shasak v'achar tzavach,
right. Which means he was never shasak.
If he was never shasak, so he shouts out, so fine. But let's say he was shasak, he was never tzavach.
Yes.
Even according to the first attempt to lomar, hekdesha below takva should work.
Yeah. Again, Pashup Shat.
So, yes.
But I'm saying, so if that's a definite, so then in our, how does that play with our case? Because
our case is no by the case of Savak Bechor, there was no Shasak, there was no Savak, there was no nothing, there was no anything. Okay, let me try and review here. So we have a problem. The problem is as follows: is that Rashi the Rav Amnuna went ahead and brought some kind of raya, just like Safek Bechor is also Giza Vavayda. Likewise, by Hegdish, it should be an Isra Hegdish. Now, Safek Bechor, there's no Shosaf Akar Gaksava. So how in the world, what in the world is he equating that to Hegdish? By Hegdish, Bechora, the Gemara before was saying that it's only going to work if there's a Shosaf Akar Gaksava. So the simple pshat, which I think is the way Taibis learns, is that Einochinami, Rav Hamnuna will say that what you said before was wrong, and even by Mesusa, and even by Tawas, the Hegdish would work even without Shosaf Akar Gaksava. Rav Hamnuna is saying, the whole Gemara, you people all blew it. You all thought that you need Shosaf Akar Gaksava. You don't need. Rashi clearly is not saying that, because Rashi says that Rav Hamnuna's din is based on Imtim Seloimar, talk about going Emot Simo Samiado, which Rashi, see, if you didn't have the previous Rashi, you could learn talk about going Emot Simiado means without a Shasak Akatsa, I mean just talk off. The Tkifa is Emot Simiado. And then I think that's what Rishayna learned that way, that Rav Hamnuna has nothing to do with the previous Gemara. It's predicated on just, it's just that he's just saying that Tkifa does something. I'm not sure. But the Maisa Rashi learned that Tokbo Emo Timo Somiado means Shazak Rakav Tofas. So the question is, why in the world do you need Shazak Rakagak Savach Emo Timo Somiado if by Safek Bechor, obviously you don't need that. Safek Bechor, it's also a Gizav Avayda without Shosaf Akar Gaksava. So what are you, so whatever you, if you're proving from Safek Bechor, so you should prove that even it's Hegdish without Shosaf Akar Gaksava. So I think the structure which Shamir is saying, I think Shamir is borrowing it from the, I think you're stealing the play of Yeshua. I think so, no? I think it is that there's probably what you have to say is that there are two factors playing here in order for it to be Hegdish. One factor is blank, blank, blank. Don't know what it is. And the other factor is this pasuk of Ma Beis HaBrishuso, Afkol Brishuso. So, now there are two cases. There is Hegdish by Mesusa, and there is Safek Bechor. Both Hegdish and Mesusa, Safek Bechor and Mesusa are similar in Rav Hamnuna's opinion that they both require the solution of the ma beiser b'shuso afkol b'shuso, because if there was a problem of ma beiser b'shuso, neither of them would work. So therefore, we're bringing a raya from Safek Bechor that is not a problem. For some reason, which we don't know why, by Safek Bechor, there is no other problem, and therefore you can work by when you don't need shasak b'kaksava. But by Mesusa and by Taoist, there's an additional problem which you have to solve with the Shasak Akar Gaksava. That's, I think, is that what you're saying? I think what you're saying?
Yeah, again, there's the additional.
So I don't know, we don't know what that is. But that's, I think, Shamir's structure, which the Play Yeshua, it's, I think, a little bit in the Play Yeshua. Play Yeshua, I don't know. Obviously Mesusa and Safek Bechor are totally different, because Safek Bechor is a Hegdish without Shasak Akar Gaksava. Safek Bechor is only Hegdish with Shasak Akar Gaksava. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Take it back. Start again. there are difference. Shasavik b'chor is also begida avayda without shasav akatzava. Mesusa is only going to become usher in hegdish with shasav akatzava. So for some reason they are different. For some reason, which we don't know why, mesusa needs shasav akatzava for the hegdish v'chal, while by shasavik b'chor it doesn't need it because there's some problem that mesusa has that you have to deal with shasav akatzava to solve that problem. Shasavik b'chor doesn't have that problem, and therefore you don't need shasav akatzava. However, they both would share a common problem of ma beis and reshuso avkol reshuso, and therefore the fact that we see that by shasavik b'chor it's hegdish proves to us that that problem doesn't exist. We know the question how we read this drasha. We have a drasha. We're not sure if it's a drasha or not. So the fact that Safek Bechor is good proves to us that this drasha is not a problem. If it's not a problem by Safek Bechor, it's not a problem by Mesusa. Because Ligabi, this problem, there's no difference. There's no Sara Lachadek between Mesusa and Safek Bechor. If there's a problem of Mabes and Reshuso, they would both have the problem. If there's no problem, then neither have the problem. There's no Svar and Achadik. But for some reason, there is a Svar and Achadik in that there's some other problem which requires Shazak Vacha Gaksavach by Mesusa and the Taoist and does not need that by Psafik Bechor. Right? That is, I think, what Shamir is saying. And I think that's something similar to the Plei Yeshua. The Plei Yeshua is really arguing it. It says it's home shot. Is it over? I don't know.
But Ma Beis Rishuso is dependent on someone being Maktish something. Bechor happens in Mimela. What's the
shayla? That's an excellent question. Except that's Rabba asked the Kasha. Amare Rabba. Dusha is Bechor Kamrin. And that shiny. So that's Rabba. So simple reading in the Gemara, at least is that Rabba is arguing your Svara, and Rav Amnuna did not work with that Svara. Rav Amnuna held that even Kedusha Boa Mi'alaha is going to be governed by the same problem of my base of Reshuso. Okay, I happen to agree. You're a difficult Havamina. But that's maybe I do think the Plei Yeshua does say. I think he does that. I think he said Brei Beferish. That Rav Hanuna thought that Ma Beis of Reshuso, Avkol Reshuso, would apply to Safek Bechor also. And so Rav Hanuna is speaking to the issue, because the issue on Vav Amud Beis was this drasha. So Rav Amnuna is speaking to that drasha, because if that drasha was right, then that drasha would kill Safek Bechor also. But for some reason, which we do not, what?
What do you mean the issue on Vav Amud Aleph?
Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara's last line is, Ol Dilma Hashem Yadol Tokla Viksiv Ishki Agnes Itbeiso Kodesh Omer Beiso Ma Beiso Breshuso Avkob Breshuso Nafuke Adol Breshuso. So the whole reason the Gemara of Vav Amud Aleph said the Hegdish shouldn't be Chal is because it is this drasha. So Rav Hamnuna is saying, you're making up a drasha. I don't know this drasha. It's a debatable drasha. If this drasha would be true, it would kill Isser Gita Vavayda also. So I'm bringing a raya from Isser Gita Vavayda that this drasha is not true. Now, the Maisa, That only removes, takes this drasha off the table. But still, there are other factors that you need to go ahead and make it hegdish. So by Taoist and Mesusa, you need the Shtika Godah. By Safek Bechor, you don't need Shtika Godah, because some reason or another, by Safek Bechor, that other problem does not exist. While by the Mesusa and the Taoist, there's another problem that does exist, and the only way you can solve that other problem is with the Shtika Godah.
And would this fit into Rashi?
this would fit into Rashi. Yes.
Maybe the reason why Rashi needs that step of Shasu V'Achat Tavach is that he wants a Fuke that don't think that this the Tani Allah that's also because I avoid the Sama Sufik the Raisa Golo Chumra, because then it doesn't start to teach me anything. So Rashi has to bavarn that step and say, no, the reason why is because of the Shaykhis, because of the fact that Shasu V'Achat Tavach, that is the reason why, because that would be the din. Over there now makes it doimit to the talus. Otherwise, you could just say maybe it's something that Raisul Chumra has nothing to do with the Kayin. He needs that step to start his next step to get the into
the Salaim. He's not being just to keep things this table clear here. The Gemara is mefurish that the only reason why in Rav Hamnuna it's Asur Begiza Avoda is because Tuk Bakoin Amotsino Somiyado. I know it's that Rashi just states that the only reason why
No, the Gemara didn't say that. Where did the Gemara say that?
The Gemara says, therefore, it's Asurim Begizav Avoda. Otherwise, what's the relation?
Okay. But then the question would be, If the Bekayach is good enough, so then why by Mesusa wasn't the Bekayach good enough?
Which is what I'm suggesting is that by the Mesusa and Talis, they're Misamsim, and by Shavat Bekoros, it's a Tainah Shema, they're not Misamsim, and therefore you don't need.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, to file that spot. Okay.
Just one point. It's not really mash from the Shema Mina Rashi because Pashup Shat, the only Shema Mina is with regards to Ma Beso Bushuso it's only in you whether there's a chisaron of it being in his Rishus. Rashi's mashma that we're seeing more from here than that. It's Rashi's mash, like we're seeing something here about in the tzad of emotz. We're not seeing anything here about the tzad of emotzin. We're seeing here that I'm a little bit confused about that language of Rashi. It's pashup shot, and it's much more. We're seeing something much more narrow than how Rashi says it.
Okay. Let's wait till tomorrow. We'll see. Maybe we'll try and find someone who talks here about it.
There's a Marsha that says that Tosfos avoided that the Tosfos doesn't want to learn the Shailas on Shtika Koheda and not Kipirish Rashi. I just don't know which Rashi he's referring to. Is referring to our Sugya?
I assume you're referring to the Rashi right here. Yes.
Okay. I couldn't read the Rashi. I don't know.
Brother. Okay. Okay. Well, you should go ahead, everyone. Okay. Good night.
Rabbi, I have a question.
And everyone feel healthy and well. Be'ez Hashem.
Yes. Rabbi, I had a question not directly related to Shir. If we, I can't find my copy of Birum Yun. Where is there? Does Rabbi have extras that we can buy or something?
No. They're having Queens. I don't know.
Who
do
we contact?
I have a son-in-law there named Jamie Benson.
He has them.
Someone else does it too, but he has. I don't know. You can ask someone, anyone, you can ask them who my son-in-law is. Yes.
I'll ask Josh Lentz.
I'll give you his number. I have it.
Okay. He has.
Okay. I'll send it to you.
Is there a PDF version?
I don't have myself. I mean, I have one copy here.
Is there a PDF version, Rebbe?
What?
PDF
I have version. A PDF version. Yeah, I have a on the computer version. Yes. Why?
I guess for one, you know.
I have a computer version. Yes. I can do search. Okay. Okay. Shukayach, everyone.